This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Hey, have you bought beef lately? If you have, you know what I'm about to say. According to the most recent Consumer Price Index, which, once again, is the geeky way to say inflation, beef in the February CPI up 16.2% from a year ago. And you're thinking right now, everybody's getting rich off me going to the grocery store. Some people might be, but ranchers aren't necessarily. Four big companies control about 85% of the meatpacking industry in this economy. Ashley Ahern, she's the producer of the podcast Women's Work, brings us the story of one rancher who is building an alternative to the mainstream meat supply chain.
Most ranchers raise cows on their land for less than a year. Then they're sold into the feedlot system, where they're fed grain to fatten them up for slaughter. So basically, once the cow leaves the rancher has no control over how that cow spends the rest of its life, where its meat ends up being sold, and for how much. When Corey Carmen took over her family ranch in northeastern Oregon, she knew she wanted to do things differently. Carmen was determined to cut out the middleman and have her cows spend their whole lives in her care, eating only grass.
It's like all things, right? That it starts out really, really hard.
She started by taking her cows to a local butcher and then selling the meat in shares to people in her community. So folks would buy a quarter of a cow or a half of a cow and store it in their chest freezers to eat throughout the year instead of going to the grocery store and buying cuts of meat like most of us do. But Carmen wanted to go bigger, so she and her husband set their sights on breaking into the urban restaurant world.
And we would, walk in just terrified, right, to these, like, high-end Portland chefs and fancy restaurants that we could never afford to eat in. And, you know, we'd hand them our little, like, paper-wrapped steak, and they're like, we don't really like grass-fed, but I'll give it a try.
It was a constant hustle, raising the beef, figuring out the supply chain, the shipping, processing, marketing, all of it, on top of raising three kids. And this was long before COVID. But she kept at it. Carmen Beef is now sold in restaurants from Sacramento to Seattle and the New Seasons grocery chain. Now, Carmen says her company brings in $7 million in gross revenue. Carmen Beef buys cows from seven different ranches in the Northwest. They've all agreed to feed their cows only grass, no hormones, and they promise to use minimal chemicals on their land. The cows go to a small, family-owned slaughter and processing facility. And that turned out to be really beneficial during the pandemic. When large slaughterhouses and packing plants were shut down because of COVID outbreaks, the processor Carmen uses stayed open. Claire Kellaway is the food program manager at the Open Markets Institute. It's a nonprofit policy group that researches the dangers of corporate monopolies.
Obviously, the pandemic and the supply chain disruptions that it created really exacerbated a lot of these underlying structures and brought this issue to people's pocketbooks, to the kitchen table.
Kellaway says consolidation in the meat industry over the past 50 years has meant that the big four meat packers, Cargill, JBS, Tyson, and National Beef Packing Company, hold on to the lion's share of the profits from higher beef prices.
They are not passing that on right now at all. It's not a connected relationship between the price at the grocery store and the price that ranchers receive.
The meat industry disagrees. In a written statement, the North American Meat Institute, a Washington lobbying group, said, quote, "At any given year, depending on supply and demand, the producer may make huge profits, or the packer, or the feedlot operator." Well, cattle producers in the Northwest now have another option. They don't have to sell to the big four. They can sell to Corey Carmen's company.
And then the meat company, has a mission and a vision and a group of investors, and all of us that work really hard to execute on that get a paycheck every month. That's pretty cool. It's a much better situation than what I was doing before.
So in a way, you created the company that buys your beef that you wish you could have sold to when you started.
Totally. 100%. Huh. And now I run it.
The Biden administration has recently dedicated $1 billion of American Rescue Plan funds to boost independent meat processing capacity in the U.S. I'm Ashley Ahern for Marketplace.